Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Friday, May 17th, 2024. And today we're going to be answering a question around overwhelm, around burnout, really in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. And of course, we are going to share our wins from the week. So if you don't mind, if you're listening live on Clubhouse, please hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, and share it however Clubhouse lets you. And if you're a podcaster, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And then give us about 60 seconds, and then we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Morning, podcasting morning chat. Welcome back. Thank you for your patience. I know we did not have an episode yesterday. And man, do I have an update on yesterday. It's a good thing I decided the night before to cancel because I had quite a morning after the meetup that I did in Charlotte on Wednesday evening. And as a matter of fact, before I say hello to our moderators, co-hosts, etc., let me introduce myself. My name is Mark Gronick. I am your host, and we've got Nick Nalback on stage, my co-hosts, Ashley Feller, Amanda Sharp has joined us, and Jackie has already joined us from the audience. Love that. And so let me, if you don't mind, before I say hello to everybody, let me first give you a little recap of Wednesday, if that's cool. So on Wednesday, I did a meetup, podcaster meetup in Charlotte, hosted, or I should say, sponsored by Riverside FM. If you remember Megan Shields from Chime House Media, she's joined us here on stage before. We interviewed her, learning all about Facebook and Instagram ads. Well, she helped co-host it. It was nice to have somebody actually in the area just to make sure everything was going to go smoothly leading up to the event. And she was also awesome helping me out at the event. Look, first, I get pulled in a lot of different directions if hosting something like that. And when I'm at an event like that and I start talking to somebody, I don't want to just pull myself away in the middle of a conversation to either go tend to this or go have another conversation with somebody else. I like to invest time into the people I'm having conversations with, which I think if you are a host at an event like this, some may argue that's not the best strategy, but that's just the way I roll. So Megan was great because Megan was able to help at times when I was caught up in conversation, check people in, etc. So everybody who came got their first free drink. But I should say, by the time the event was rolling up, we had about 40 people signed up. And my intention was to roll into Charlotte around 4 o'clock. I was going to go to the Hyatt Centric, where we are doing our Empowered Podcasting Conference at the end of June. I wanted to walk through it, see the place physically. Driving there, I left a little later than I wanted to. I still thought I was going to make it. But then I was driving through storms, which was causing lots of traffic, and I didn't get there till about, well, had I gone to the Hyatt Centric, I wouldn't have gotten there until about 5:15, 5:20, and the event was at 6 p.m., and they're not next door to each other. So I decided to call the audible, go straight to the venue, Brewers. I got there about 5:15. Megan was already there. At 5:30, we had torrential downpours that lasted for an hour. So again, event starts at 6, and I'm telling you, the locals there were saying they'd never seen torrential downpours the way they saw it at 5:30 going into 6:30. So, and I'm telling you, the ceiling in the area of the restaurant we were in, beautiful restaurant, brewery place, the ceiling started leaking right above our table. The winds were really kicking in, and they had one of those tarp style walls. One of the walls was that tarp style, so I guess they can open it up when the weather is nice. Well, that tarp broke apart. Wind was blowing in, rain was blowing in all over again the area that we had planned to sit in. All this to say, I think it deterred some people who had registered to come. So instead of probably about 40, I think we had about 20. And I'm not complaining, just sharing the story with you. So between 6 and 6:30, we may have had, including me, Megan, and her husband, Matt, there was probably like two other people there. And yes, by 6:15, I was definitely a little concerned. Again, happy to just have an intimate group, but I really was looking forward to having a big crowd there, because we do hope that not only can we make connections for people, but we can make deeper connection by promoting Empowered Podcasting. Luckily, the rains calmed down and actually stopped. And then we got more and more people. What a great group of podcasters, and which I seem to always say when I go to these things. And it's true. The theme of the night that I noticed was that they all are craving more of these types of events. There are a lot of podcasters in Charlotte. It's a big thing in Charlotte, too. And they don't feel like there's anything going on locally where they can connect with other podcasters, where they can learn from other podcasters. So I think this might end up becoming, Megan and I were talking about it, this might end up becoming a once a month thing. And we might alternate between Asheville and Charlotte. But the event itself went extremely well. I met a local celeb while I was there who has a podcast. If you are a fan of the Netflix series Love is Blind, this past season, Love is Blind did Charlotte. So I guess the concept, admittedly, don't watch it, but now I'm going to. The concept is that each season they go to a different city. They get people from a specific city. So this one was Charlotte. This young lady, Brittany Mills, I say young lady because I could be her dad, really smart, really sweet. She was so friendly. And what I didn't know is that she was a local celeb, and I noticed, though, several people just kind of flocking to her, asking her lots of questions. So once I got to know her, I understood why everybody was interested in conversation with her. She had a lot of great stories to share about her experience there. And I won't spoil it, and I won't tell you what happens on Love is Blind and if she found her husband or not. And thank you to Riverside FM again for sponsoring, also helping to bring people in. Looking forward to doing this again and hopefully maybe getting Riverside to join us. And if not, maybe we'll get another sponsor to help us with that. So more to come. Thank you for letting me share. Let's dive in, shall we? Let me say hello to Nick. Good morning to you, Nick. Now, I'm going to read you this question that comes from Olivia. Then we're going to talk about, I know I shared this post with you earlier this morning, but I want to read a post that I think could help Olivia, and I want to talk about that post. But first, let me hear an answer from you, Nick. Olivia's asking, podcasting is something I absolutely love, but sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the pressure to consistently produce new episodes. How do you manage expectations and maintain healthy work-life balance while podcasting? And Nick, I'm using this question that I pulled because it's Mental Health Awareness Month. We haven't really dug into that. So I thought that this was a good question to represent Mental Health Awareness Month, because I think that podcasters can get very overwhelmed, like Olivia, and pod fade can be a thing. And if it's not a thing, I think that if we don't figure out how to manage the overwhelm, I think a podcaster can really, their mental health can suffer, because it does feel stressful. It does feel like a grind if you don't keep it in check. So Nick, what do you say to Olivia as far as managing expectations, maintaining the healthy work-life balance? How do we help her get out of overwhelm?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I was in kind of a similar situation with my podcast, actually. I liked the idea of getting ahead and having kind of like a backlog of episodes like ready to go. And that wasn't always the case. So there would be some times where I'm like, I'm recording an episode because it needs to come out tomorrow or in the next day or two. And playing that game of always creating content for the day of or the next day can be extremely overwhelming, especially when you want to create a good show. You can feel rushed, might not do as well of a job, you might just be stressed out about the whole thing. I think the biggest thing, regardless if I know the direction we're heading with the conversation, so I'm not going to get too deep into that yet, but planning ahead, trying to batch record things, get that backlog of episodes, stay ahead, and just that alone, you'll feel so much relief because you don't feel like your back is against the wall. And I still get into situations like that just from the content creation side where I feel like I have this overwhelming pressure to get content out. And getting ahead and staying ahead is really the name of the game. But also, when it comes down to it, if something happens, if your schedule slips, if you can't get an episode out on time, the world's not going to come crashing down around you. You make do with what you have and you keep moving forward. That it took a while for me to come to grips with that because I felt so much pressure, like, oh, if I don't publish this at this exact time on Wednesday, like the whole podcast is going to implode and I might as well not even be doing it anymore. And there were a few times where I didn't hit it and nothing happened. I didn't lose a bunch of subscribers or listeners or anything like that. I just maybe published it the next day or published it the next week and continued on with my business. So I understand the pressure because I've felt it. And I also think it's something that we kind of do to ourselves.
Yeah, I think you're right. That last thing you just said, something we do to ourselves, I think you're right, because I think that we can get caught up in doing all the things instead of picking some of the things and working on mastering those. I'm trying to think of a good example. Well, yeah, here's a good example for you. Editing. That's an area that I think people can ease up on a bit. I've learned that lesson just recently when turning this show, this live stream, into a podcast, because there's no way I'm going to allow myself to edit like I used to edit my old podcasts, because it takes up too much time. And really, it's almost one of those activities that you can never stop. It's never good enough. You can always make it better. So that's a lesson I've learned from this show, because I want to get this out by 7 a.m. Pacific time. And I can't sit and edit very long if I'm going to be able to do that. So I allow myself about a 20-minute window. And most of the time, I don't need that, even that. But I have to do just some minor editing, like trimming off the very beginning, because I usually hit record a minute or two before we actually go live. And then same thing at the end, maybe about 10 to 20 seconds of silence at the end. I trim that. And then sometimes I'll just trim up some gaps. And sometimes if we have some glitches here on Clubhouse, I'll edit them down or edit them out. Right. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time on every or every stutter. It's just not worth it. And there's no way I would go completely bonkers if I did that. Oh, I see we also have Alex, one of our moderators, on stage. We've got Billy now on stage as well. Before we continue this part of the conversation, I do want to skip the line and just say hello to Amanda Sharp real quick, because we haven't had Amanda here on stage. It's worth a quick hello before and to break up this discussion by saying a quick hello to Amanda. Good morning to you, Amanda. How are you? How is everything going? I know TikTok has been interesting for you these days. I'll just say it's interesting. And yeah, please share, how have things been going for you?
Good morning, everyone. So good to be here. And I have to shout out Alex. He routinely, about every week, checks in and says, can you come back?
I love it.
So thank you, Alex.
I do it about every 2 or 3 weeks.
Absolutely. Enough space to not like shame me, but like want to always feel invited. So much appreciated. And things, you know, you guys are going so much better. Life is so much brighter and sunnier. So it's a good day. It's a good place. And it just feels good to have like weathered the storm.
I love that. And Amanda, actually, it's when you said that, it reminded me, it's actually a good example of what we're talking about here, right? With this question.
100%.
You took a break because you just, and still probably taking a bit of a break from doing this podcast every day. And good to hear the results so far.
Absolutely. It just allows you to have that space that you need to take care of the must take care of now type of stuff. So even though it's really sad and bittersweet to have to like put some things to the back burner, you have to allow your space and the or that space and the permission to do so.
100%. And I'm curious, anybody in the room, most of us here, I think, follow Amanda with a thumbs up emoji. You're listening live. Let me know if you know about the controversy, I'll call it, that Amanda's dealing with on TikTok. We've got two so far. Really?
Is that still going on?
Every day, all day long, Nick.
Great.
It's insane.
I asked Amanda recently if she would talk about this, and she's like, do you really want to bring this to your room? Do you really want to bring this to the show?
I really want to know. Inquiring minds want to know, because I haven't had a chance to be on TikTok, and some good gossip from Amanda is like always welcome. It's like dessert, baby.
I agree, Alex. I agree. Go ahead.
How about I say as much as I asked a question based on a trend, and the response that 50% of the population was giving was different than the other 50%. And the comments, 15,000 comments, over 15,000 comments of unhinged people, just because I asked a question a certain way, it's been very interesting.
All right. I'm not afraid, Amanda. I want to.
Okay.
It's not fair to the people who don't know what we're
don't
talking
have
about.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead and pose it or ask the question, share it, whatever it is. Just let's hear what it's all about.
Okay. So, there's the trend on, I believe it started on TikTok, where a man was asking women, would you choose a bear in the forest or a man in the forest? If you just happen to be in the forest, which would you choose? Women instinctively, and the majority of all women, said we'd choose the bear, because at least what we know what we're getting with a bear. We don't know if the man's good, bad, indifferent. No offense to any man, any good man in here. And so the internet went wild. Men were completely offended. So after a conversation with a very sweet dad at my store, I spun it a little bit and I asked it, okay, since men aren't seeing why women are saying bear, let me ask it from a perspective of a father. And I said, okay, you guys with, you know, men with daughters, would you rather your daughter come across a bear or a man in the woods? And oh my gosh, the world just ended to all the men in the comments. They just can't handle a question at the end of the day, a hypothetical question. And I have had every single thing that I could be called to me. It's just been crazy, which honestly, when we talk about if that affects me or not, it truly doesn't, because I know how I asked my question and why I asked the question and what, like how I did it. I'm completely at peace with that. So really, I read those questions and I was like, wow, your guys' remarks are not going to age well, where my question that I asked is. I can leave mine up. Can you leave up your answer or your comment?
Wow. I admire that about you, Amanda. And it's not the first time I've seen you take on the negative feedback and and be able to allow it to deflect, right? You don't let it sink in. You don't let it bother you. It's got to, I imagine, a little bit to an extent. I don't know. But overall, you seem to handle it so well.
Yeah. The ones that really kind of just like nicked my skin a little bit was, someone needs to call CPS on her. These fools really think that that's the kind of mom I am, that a hypothetical question should mean that I should have my son, who we all know how much I love and adore that child, should be taken away. It just, it shows how off mark these comments are.
Yeah, it does. And for the record, I'm not offended at all. I don't care. It's a hypothetical question, right? And if that's the way that the majority of the women are answering, that's the way they're answering. Don't get mad at it. Let's figure out how to deal with it.
Without a doubt, And I don't mean that you posing the question is dumb. It's like a typical TikTok dumb question that you answer and move on. And the fact that people are that invested in it, I mean, I really don't care if it's a bear or if it's a whatever. Let them go.
And it's very interesting because I feel like women have tried to raise their hands for many centuries saying, hey, we feel unsafe or A, B, and C, and we were ignored. And it took a question about a bear or a man to really get the conversation going and a lot of people listening. And I will say I've had messages from men that have apologized to me for how they initially, like, that knee-jerk reaction. And they will message me and apologize that they said something so awful. So it is helping, even though it was a stupid, I guess, analogy or a stupid hypothetical.
People got to grow up. People got to grow up and, like, just chill out. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
People are brave behind their keyboards. That's definitely part of it.
It's just that, no, but my point being is it's such a silly question that... Okay, that's what you pick. Oh, I hate guys today. Oh, I hate my wife today. Oh, I hate my husband today. I'd rather pick the bear. Like, who cares?
Yeah, Billy, go ahead.
Well, I'm just curious, Amanda, if you can see demographics of age of men on this comment thread.
That's what I was going to say, Billy. I bet you they're all like 15 years old. They're not even parents or actual
No,
men.
I was actually thinking they're probably all boomers. So we're on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
So, and this is why I was nervous to talk about this in this room. It's very one-sided politically, and age has no cap or minimum.
Okay.
I will say that. It's very swayed, I think, politically, and it's just been very telling, very, very telling. And to be honest, I have learned a lot about people during this that I will never be the same, and I am grateful for that.
But you went viral. Who cares, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? I know exactly what Billy's thinking right now. There is only one word Billy's thinking about. You ready?
What do you sell them? That's why I was asking. What can we
sell? You should sell. You know what you should sell? You should sell t-shirts. I'm a bear. I'm a man. I'm telling you, stickers, Spaceballs the flamethrower. The kids will love it.
Well, and I definitely don't want to monetize off of something that has become very important to me behind this message, this conversation. So a lot of people are doing that, and I don't fault them for that. But for me, like, I definitely don't want it to look like I did anything or stirred a pot because of a financial gain one way or the other. But at the end of the day, it looked like I can't track how many people actually used my video because some people just saved it and then used it without tagging me. So honestly, I think it's hit between Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Probably myself asking that question, like that clip of me asking the question, over 50 million times.
Wow.
It's insane. Even though my personal video only has over 200,000.
Wow. That is something.
And I kept getting tagged in this going, is this you? Is this you? Like all over Facebook every day, there's some new tag saying, Amanda, is this you? And I'm like, yep, that's me.
You know, I do have a suspicion about when these kinds of things happen, not specifically to Amanda's, but any type of controversial social media issue like this. I feel like there's definitely people out there that are just doing it to cause a stir. And I think there actually could be a large group out there. If you want me to go conspiracy style on you, I think that there are other countries involved trying to cause more divide. I mean, I can go down a lot of different directions on this, but I don't think it's just men. I think that there is more to it than that, but I do think there's a large percentage based on what I've seen from Amanda's thread, I'll call it. There are definitely a lot of bent out of shape men for sure, but I just think that there might be other factors involved too. Yeah, Billy, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's just TikTok. I mean, my wife and I posted a video of us trying to drink out of an 18-pound coffee mug. Thousands of comments, almost 3 million views on that thing or something like that. And I'm like, I actually looked at the comments for about the first 4.5 minutes. I haven't looked at them since then. However, it has got me into a couple of monetization programs over there. So I'm excited.
There you go.
So Amanda, you might not directly make money, but you leverage that awareness, that account for something. Gosh, because idiots have money too. Don't forget that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't take those idiots' money.
Fair enough.
And I see Amanda Yoa has come up on stage. And Jackie, I know you wanted to ask something too, and I think maybe we got to it already, but I want to give you a chance before we go to Amanda Yoa. Go ahead, Jackie, and good morning.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask. I was going to share wins.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to you then in a second. Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody else wants to share wins, we're going to do that as well. So feel free, if you're listening live, to come up on stage and join us. Amanda Yoa, good morning to you. Did you want to talk about this little controversy? I call it little, but it seems to be a lot bigger than that. Did you want to comment on it?
Yeah, good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. So I actually incorporated a segment on this in my last week's episode, I think it was, because I was seeing all the buzz on TikTok. And, you know, for me, I think it just shows like the different perspective. Like, I have to be honest, as a woman, my first reaction was to not say the bear. You know, I went right to like logic. Like, well, if there's a hungry bear in the woods and I'm there by myself, you know, yeah. But I can totally, it just shows like perspective and experience. And it was definitely one of those like, who's going to be triggered post. And it showed, you know, not only the men, but the women were triggered as well. You know, I looked at it in a different light. I seen something on Instagram about this, and someone had said, you know, the women that were commenting, you know, that they would choose the bear, really have to look within themselves, because, you know, in a way they're kind of giving their power away. Now, you know, that's saying too, those women could have had an awful experience with a man, but, you know, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but it was just really interesting to see like who's going to be triggered, and you have to wonder why, you know? So I thought it was a really interesting post, and it's crazy that it's still going on. I keep seeing Amanda's addendums to her other posts on TikTok, and I'm like, this is crazy.
I'll admit, I have responded in kind to anything that I've done, but it's been with a little bit of a brattiness, if I'm being completely honest. I can hold myself accountable for that. So I appreciate that, Amanda.
Yeah. How long has this been going on, Amanda?
A month.
It's just been a month. It feels like months.
It feels like a lifetime, but also I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so fast and so
Amanda,
curious. Yes, Alex.
You just face it. You want to be bigger than Billy. I know it's going to be hard because, you know, Billy has stickers of his own face on his little thing. But, you know, you need to get stickers of your face so you can put it when you start doing these TikToks. And I know it's we all want to be Billy. And pretty soon he's going to be giving away a whole bunch of Tesla trucks, just like Mr. And just face it. We can't be Billy. All right. Just say it with me. I can't be Billy.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my number one fan, Alex.
Yeah, clearly.
I am totally Billy's number one fan. I swear I see Mr. B stuff and all I see is Billy. Every time.
Alex, I don't know if you're trying to roast me or date me.
Right.
But I just wanted to know, what are you doing later? Friday night chat.
Oh, yeah. Friday night chat. We should get Billy in there. Oh, man. All right. Now, where do I take this conversation from here? And Amanda, thank you for sharing. And again, I don't mind sharing the controversy details. It's fine. I'm curious about what's going on. So yeah, thank you for sharing. And thank you for coming this morning. And I hope you can maybe find a way to work us in back into the schedule somehow, even if it's not every day. We'd love to have that voice back on here and round out this heavily male-centric panel that we have here. Thankfully, we've got Ashley helping us out here, and Simona when she's able. But yeah, we need to make this a little, even this out a little more, I think. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Jackie to let her share her wins with us so we can all celebrate together. I do want to share that post back to Olivia's mailbag question. I want to share that post and we can kind of alternate between sharing our wins from this past week and discussing Olivia and discussing this post that I wanted to share that could, I think, could help her with this overwhelm that she's going through. So first, since it's Friday, let's share some wins from the week. Let's kick it off with Jackie. Jackie, good morning again. Yeah, please share your wins from this week.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. I feel like I keep taking breaks, and there was a reason for that.
Okay.
Mentally, I wasn't doing so great, but I have to tell everybody, I was in a trigger, a very familiar trigger, and instead of it taking 3 weeks to get out of it, it took me about 3 days. So sorry, my son, I have a 4-year-old. He's unhappy for some reason this morning. It took me a couple days. I was able to use my tools, get out of it. Also, my computer stopped working. So talking about taking a break from podcasting, I kind of got to right now. So I, I'm going to hold on. Just close the door to that. Yuck. Okay. So he's mad because all of a sudden he doesn't like his cinnamon toast, you know.
Oh, how can you not like your cinnamon toast? That's one of my go-tos.
I know, right? It's like the best. But anyways, so because my podcasting has had to stop because I can't edit anything or work on my computer, that's getting handled this week, hopefully. I started what you guys see if you refresh the Mama Jack's Rise and Shine Spiritual Center, because my next podcast is the Mama Jack's Rise and Shine, which is for beginners in spirituality. It has all the different subjects you can look at. We're doing meditations. We're doing a book club. We're doing all of these things in there. And it's directly connected to my podcast. All of my, I'm calling them co-hosts because they're going to co-create the episodes with me. They're all going to be in there. You'll be able to talk to them. And the love that I've gotten from that is just like incredible. It's like I fell into this little pit and healing happened, a lot of healing, which I won't go into because that'll be an episode. And it's just been beautiful. The outreach to people are reaching out to me. I want to make a podcast. How do I do that? Can you help me? Yes, I can help you. I mean, I only know what I know, but I do know something. And then like books that some of the girls are writing to help people. It is gorgeous. It is a gorgeous space to be in. And yes, it's on Discord and I'm so excited about it. And that is my win for the week. And also my win is we all made it through the stomach flu alive a couple weeks ago. That was my trigger. It was interesting, but my mom was actually here to help, which was very healing because as a child, she couldn't be there. She worked a lot. So full circle. Yeah, that's my wins. I'm so excited about this new beginning with this new podcast and getting all my older episodes out too from the Mama Jack show because they've been stagnant because I can't do anything with them. So soon. Thank you everybody for letting me share. I hope you all have such a good day.
You too, and congratulations. Those are awesome wins. And the Spiritual Center, is that, I mean, where can we find more about that? Is there any website yet or anything like
it's
that?
It's a Discord.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if I could share the link in the chat, but it's a Discord. Yeah, so you would have to join the Discord. And if you join before my podcast is released, you'll be grandfathered in for free so you can comment, post, whatever you want to do. Afterwards, there's going to be a charge. So okay. I just wanted to put that out there too. It's not going to be a high charge, but it's going to be a charge. You will be able to look at everything. You just won't be able to like, comment, anything like that.
Okay, cool. Well, if you want to get me that link, I would love to share it in the show notes from today. So yeah, please send that over to me and I'll include that in there. And Jonathan has joined us on stage. And Jonathan, I saw you unmute while Jackie was sharing. I felt like maybe you wanted to say something regarding her share. So Take it away, my friend. Good morning.
I was trying to head off the problem I had every time I got on stage. So I unmuted and left.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. If you haven't noticed, if you are a regular listener, Jonathan was having all sorts of glitch issues thanks to Clubhouse. And that was a good idea, Jonathan. I'm glad you did that. So what I'll do is I'm going to go. We'll see how this little format works here of this back and forth. I'm skeptical, and we're going to try it anyway. So back to Olivia's question around really feeling overwhelmed. She's got a lot of stuff going on and sometimes feels like she can't handle it all or doesn't have a good balance, work-life balance, podcast-life balance. And I saw, it was yesterday, Lloyd George, my partner in crime for the Empowered Podcasting Conference, he posted something on LinkedIn that I really connected with as far as Olivia's post, or I'm sorry, her question. Lloyd posted, "I will never host a weekly evergreen podcast again. I prefer micro seasons. Releasing content in five episode batches around a particular theme." And then he's got a list of kind of these reasons as to why he prefers micro seasons. And I think this will unfold more. He goes on. So number one, he says, this makes it easy for sponsorship. If you're spending 4 weeks on men's health, as an example, you could get Manscaped or Bevel to sponsor the whole thing. And then number two, after every five episodes, you can take a small 1 month break and then start with your next micro season. Gives you time to rest and actually strategize. He goes on to say, some people put out episodes just for the sake of it. Nothing wrong with that. And number three, he says, you'll never be bored because each session is themed around whatever your passion is at that particular time. And he concludes by saying, I know this is different, but I think this is the best approach for me. So I'm curious what people think of that concept, because not a lot of people are doing that. And I see some value based on Lloyd's argument here, and I wanted to hear from others. So I think it was Alex that raised his hand first, and then we'll check in with Billy. Yeah, Alex, what do you say about Lloyd's post?
I'm going to tell you, I think if you can batch, do it. I've been struggling with life and podcasting as well, and we're kind of back on track. But you know, my daughter's podcast, we can batch, and we should batch because they're not that long, they're easy to do, and I've come up with a way to streamline it a little bit more. The problem with my other podcast, you can batch rewatches. But you can't batch lives. What do I mean? Like when the show gets debuted, we have to be on as quickly as the show is over. So we're a weekly podcast when that happens, which is kind of difficult. But it's only 10 weeks, give or take, because there are only 10 episodes. But I think I really do believe, listening to what Lloyd said and seeing, you know, work-life balance, you have to have stuff in the can, so to speak. But this is the thing that keeps going back into my head, and it's something that John had said, and I know we've all know this, with the way Apple is with their algorithm, if you don't have something every 10 days, it kind of drops off. So you have to do a filler, I believe. If you're going to do those big gaps, unless you're really successful, like that one podcast that hasn't had anything for like a couple of years and they release something every 2 years or whatever it is, and everybody goes crazy, it's good to have at least something every other week. Now, what could that be is up for debate, but I really do believe that if you have content that you can batch, I love the aspect of doing micro seasons with a certain sponsor, because that actually gives a sponsor an opportunity to kind of know exactly what they're getting and whatever else. But I saw Billy wanted to say that.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I agree with you. I like that idea. I mean, And theoretically, even if you didn't do micro seasons, if you were just doing week after week, you could still do it in 5-episode chunks and go to sponsors, get, you know, tell them, all right, for the next 5 episodes, we're talking about men's health. And so Manscaped, do you want to be a sponsor of that mini series within the series? That's another way to do it. But we're looking for ways to give Olivia some breathing room. So which is why I think Lloyd's suggestions might be good ones for her. But Billy, what did you want to say about micro seasons?
Well, I love that. So from the second, two perspectives here, from the creator perspective, I love it. I think it keeps you on. You know, I mean, well, there's a couple things, I guess. Like, in my opinion, it's easier to niche down as a content creator and build a deep subject catalog in about particular topics. I mean, I can see for some people where it's like, I don't want to talk about the same thing or whatever. And I think what happens a lot of times is we just think like, oh man, our audience is going to get bored with this type of content. Keep in mind, they're not in it all day, every day like you are. And this is probably some of the highlights in their car, in the shower, whatever they're doing, they're listening to your show. So just because you're inundated with the information doesn't necessarily mean they are. And I know this to be factual because we launched a podcast talking about saltwater fishing, same subjects all the time, just up and, you know, whatever. I mean, there's not a lot of change in the subject matter, and it builds this really, and it's bringing different people on, different perspectives of how to catch the same fish during the same season. I mean, it's a lot of the same information over and over and over, but that repetition, especially in those types of podcasts, is very helpful because there might be something you forgot about doing. And I've been getting into fly fishing, so I've been watching a ton of YouTube videos, and I've watched these same videos before, but now I'm going back and watching them again because I'm not fishing every single day. So I'm getting reminded of those topics, those things that I forgot. And so I think from, you know, a creator perspective, it's probably easier to niche down, keep a theme for your whole entire show, no matter how, what the frequency is of releasing it. I just think it's going to be easier rather than trying to come up with these themed episodes, because you're going to spend time working on your podcast regardless in those downtimes to come up with, you know, 10 episodes or 5 episodes. And those are going to be bangers, because if you're going to a sponsor and saying, hey, I'm going to do 5 episodes about this particular topic, well, you better have some freaking ears and eyeballs on that thing. Otherwise, you're not going to get another shot at that sponsorship deal if next year you come around with the same topic. And also, if you've ever sold sponsorship deals, it's really tough to go out there and sell, you know, a little 4 or 5 episode deal. I mean, not a lot of people are doing that in any advertising space. So because they don't want to mess with you a bunch of times. Like, they want to do package deals for the year, 6 months, 3 months, and they want to move on. They got a lot of stuff they're buying, a lot of stuff they're doing, and they got to get that budget solidified. So they're trying to do as much in a little amount of time as possible. So if you're hitting up the same sponsor, you know, if you have a fishing show and then you got a exercise show for men and then you get another show, you know, and it's like maybe it's all just men based different topics and you want to get back to the same sponsor, they're going to be slightly annoyed. They're like, oh my gosh, dude, you again? Like, so I don't know. I think it's a cool, if I just am podcasting as a hobby, I don't have a lot of stuff going on, and I just want to be like ADHD and talking about anything and everything every 5 episodes, then cool. I think if you're trying to run a business, not going to work, in my opinion. Not going to work as easily as it could with a niche show.
Billy, so you're saying when you pitch the larger or semi-larger companies, you should do 6 months, a year. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I think you can pitch a package deal like that in, you know, for your whole entire creator economy ecosystem, and really put together. And it also, it does, it keeps you from being a salesperson, because dude, sponsorship deals are sales. I don't care what anybody says. It's phone calls, it's relationships, and it's a whole lot of them. And if you're gonna get somebody to write you a check, you're gonna bang the phone all day until you get that check. So I'd rather them write me one fat check for the entire year than me try to call them, you know, every 5 episodes and try to get them to write me a small check.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I think that is the big, one of the big keys you said there is there's still going to be work to be done in between. right? You do five episodes, and in Lloyd's case, he's saying, you know, he plans to take a month off in between. Yeah, of course, you're going to take a month off from recording, but you've got, you definitely have planning to do. And for me, speaking of ADHD, that might be something that works well for me, because it's distracting me from doing the same thing over and over and over again every week, every month, every year. And it's shifting my focus into a different direction, more of the planning phase, as opposed to planning, recording, post-production, promotion, marketing, all together all the time. So I do see the advantages and disadvantages. And I think the lesson is, what's calling to you, Olivia? You know, which of these ideas feel better to you? What will alleviate some of that pressure for you? Because if you do love podcasting, and that was the first thing that Olivia started with, I love podcasting. Let's find a way that you can continue to love it instead of getting burnt out and then feeling lousy about the fact that you couldn't get it done. Does anyone else want to comment before we share some more wins? Okay, then we are going to go to Jonathan. Jonathan, please share some wins from your week.
So I will share that season one is officially in the bag. We've got everything recorded, and I've got all but one edited, which is one that's going to be branching into season two. So I'm going to say it's pretty much done. So we're excited about that.
Congratulations. And how quickly are you going to jump into season two? Just since we're on this topic, how quickly are you going to go from the end of season one and right into season two?
So we are releasing one episode every other week. So we've got about eight more weeks of episodes to come out. So we have those 2 months. And then I think we're probably going to take about a month after that as well, and then jump into season two.
Awesome. And Jonathan, would you mind sharing with me, you can do it in the chat if you want, or wherever you want to share it with me, a link, your best link to that podcast. I'll put that in the show notes as well. That would be helpful.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. And congratulations again. That's awesome. Let's go to Jen. Jen has joined us on stage. Good morning, Jen. Do you want to share some wins from your week with us?
Well, good morning, Mark, and everyone. How's it going?
Going well.
Great. So thank you for allowing me to share. So on the podcast, I have been collaborating with Simbaza, I mentioned, who is joins us frequently here. And we've had some great episodes focusing on mental health and mental health and autism. In support of mental health awareness, we've had our good friend Paula recently on an episode, so definitely I'm very proud of that to share. And a great gentleman who actually reached out on the Empower Podcast, Facebook page. Simbaza found him. Stone G is pronounced, last name is G-Y-E, but it's pronounced G. And he's actually in Australia, and he joined us, and we had a really great episode with him. He is a counselor who has autism, and he shares how he has a podcast too that I guess is budding and growing on YouTube. And he actually has these great sit downs with people who have autism and shares really great stories. And we've reached out to our friend Brian. I don't know if he's still here. We got some cool stuff planned.
Very cool. Congratulations. And I've been enjoying seeing some of that stuff that you guys have been doing, sharing some of the clips in our Facebook group. I appreciate that. And I've started following you guys on YouTube. Was really excited to see when Paula joined you. And I've gotten to see some of those clips from that recent interview as well. And I love what you two are doing. And I so appreciate the fact that it's two people from our community that have combined forces, collaborating on something really, on a subject really important for our society, right? So thank you for doing that, Jen, and thank you for sharing that with us. Continue to share with us wherever you want to share it, whether it's the Facebook group or right here. That's awesome. Congratulations. Thank you again. Yeah, you're welcome. And is Simbaza here? I don't see him here. I was going to give him a shout out, send him my congrats as well. And let's keep it moving and say hello to Soda. Good morning, Soda. Do you want to share some wins from your week?
Sure. And I guess it goes along with, I guess, the question. I missed the whole question earlier, but it goes about taking breaks. And I know for me, like, so I think I mentioned here before that I deal with seasonal bipolar, and I had to really only do maybe like one or two episodes a month. But this, like, I feel like I'm finally out of it, and I was able to get five episodes edited and ready to upload in just this last week. Like, I feel super, super energized and like pumped and ready to go. And Paula's been a huge help with that. So I'm thankful for her. She's been my big hype girl lately. So yeah, I'm just excited to be super productive lately.
Well, congratulations. And thank you for continuing to be open about your personal journey. I know that's not always easy for some people, and I think it's really helpful to hear it from some people like you, so that those who are dealing with things like seasonal bipolar, I think it's good for people like them to hear people like you sharing that publicly. I think that's a big help, and I love that Paul is a big cheerleader for you. And I love that you're doing this, and you're making podcasts around mental health. And I just appreciate you, Soda. So thank you. And of course, Soda is also a co-host / moderator for the Friday evening chat. So that happens tonight only on Clubhouse. And as always, I will put a link to how to join us here on Clubhouse, both in the morning and the evenings. You can click that link, join us, and then join tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern with Alex, with Soda. They will be co-hosting, oh, and of course, Cynthia as well. They will be co-hosting the Friday evening chat. Thanks again, Soda. Appreciate that. And look at that. We have Paula here on stage. Soda references Paula, and here she is. Paula, great to have you back as well. I know we were sharing some love toward Amanda, and always nice to have you on stage as well. Welcome back. Good morning. Please, if you're open, share some wins from your week.
Good morning. It feels so long being here on the stage. So it's nice to be here. Actually, I promised Chris of Chris and Amanda, I'll come in today, and like Chris on the stage over there, happy hour went late last night, so I was enjoying sleeping in. So I'm grateful to be able to catch the other half. And Soda, thank you so much for the sweet words. Believe it or not, you're part of my win too, because we feed off from each other. And it's just been amazing to be able to call each other and just exchange ideas and support each other. So I appreciate you too as well. You're one of my wins. My other win is I've been getting so much knowledge and kind of like a spark back into creative journey and figuring out my route, because I've been enjoying listening to the CC Room, which I finally made it on the stage last week, but they've been really a big part of getting my mojo back, so that's been nice. I never thought I'd be ever back into Clubhouse during the day apart from the morning room. So it's been nice to catch myself coming back into Clubhouse on different times. Even Soda has been getting me back on Clubhouse with her room. So that's been nice. And then Sambaza, who I was on their show, and I had a blast. And I believe it's because of their show, because we did talk about my dad's episode, even though lately a lot of people have been listening to it, and somebody invited me and my dad to be a guest on their show. And I was so excited but nervous if my dad will do it, because it took forever to get him on my show. But he was excited. We are recording this Sunday. So I think it's amazing to see how me and my dad being a guest on somebody's show and answering questions. And she did offer to send me the questions beforehand, but I said no, put us on the spot. So I don't know if I set my dad up, because I'm so used to not getting the questions beforehand, but this is going to be interesting to see. And I'm just excited I get to do an episode as guest with my dad. So I'm looking forward to that. And we are recording this weekend, so that's even more exciting. And shout out to Chris from Rocket. Is it Rocket Agency? Did I say it right?
Rocket Growth Agency.
Yes, Rocket Growth Agency. I was on his show, which was very nice. I think it took me being a guest on his show to actually realize I'm a good guest, y'all. But
it took you this long to figure that out, Paula?
Like, you know, because I don't guest as much, right? But then when you guest, I also don't listen to the episodes I guest on. If that sounds so weird. But lately, I've been trying to change my route of leaving reviews and listening to the episodes and all that. I'm trying to be a better podcast supporter in certain ways. So listening to it, I was like, oh, from like when I actually guested to now. But I had a meeting with him yesterday and we came up with some interesting stuff that got me excited, and I'm going to be working on that soon, which also got me an idea that I need to talk to Sword about a collaboration, which I think will be amazing. So that was a great meeting. So y'all, if you ever see Chris offering his free consultation, take him up on it. That man knows what he's talking about and what he's doing. So shout out to him. And then what else did I miss? Oh my God, so many good wins. But yes, so I see Crate and S-Squared on the chats below there. So I want to give them shout out too, because the CC room I was talking about, they're there. And they're always just dropping gems. So I get to hang out in that room. Even Jen and Sambaza are there. So I just appreciate it. I've been guesting a lot and collaborating in different communities and stuff. So that's got me excited. And I'm working on a lot of new shit. So yeah. Well, I'm happy to be here, happy to wake up and make it here, because last week Friday I was able to make into the night chat and give certain people their flowers that they deserve. So it's good to be able to jump in here too today.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you for coming today and thank you for sharing all that. Congratulations on that. And yeah, it's been good to see you appearing on other podcasts, being that guest. And we'll have to talk, because I know we're running out of time. I would love to chat more and hear more about that other room that you've been joining that's helped kind of bring that creativity back into your life. Would love to hear that. But even still, congratulations. It's awesome. You are the queen of community and taking advantage of community and helping community on top of that as well. So you're a great example in this community as well, Paula. Great to have you back here this morning. Alex, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that Wendy had put in the chat, I know we had talked about when we were talking about episodes and trying to block episodes and all that. She had just gone, there was a, you had mentioned it a couple of months ago, there was a podcast convention slash in Washington. And,
is that podcast movement?
Weekly episodes for the same reason I said before, you know, for the algorithm and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Was that from Podcast Movement?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I think maybe Alex's stuff glitched out on him, but I heard
him. Sorry, can I share something?
Yes.
Am I the only one who thought Alex waving in the middle of me talking was him about to give me some shade or some love?
I thought so.
That was great what I said.
We heard it all. We heard it all. You just couldn't hear us.
Well, great. So yeah. I want to make sure Wendy got her shout out.
Yeah, right on. Thank you for doing that. And thank you, Wendy. And yes, Paula, I did kind of think that that was going to be the case as well. And I wanted to also point out, Paula, this might be one of the first times you've been on stage where you didn't give Nick a little bit of a dig. So that was a little weird.
I actually wanted to, because there's something that he still hasn't done, even though I allowed him to have a peaceful vacation, and this human being is still not, you know. But I'm trying to be in a good vibe today and send blessings out the way. You know, Jackie is here and she got her mojo back, so I feel like that's the positive frequency that's spreading around here. So he's lucky today, but you know, who knows? The day is still young.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're actually going to go to Nick and hear from Nick, hear his wins from the week, and then we're going to do our moderator slash co-host rapid fire. So Nick will pass it to Ashley, who will pass it to Amanda, and then back to me, because it looks like Alex had to go. So with that, Nick, good morning again, and please share some wins from your week.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Paula. Nice to see you here. So I'd say probably my wins, getting much more into the automation of things, playing with a lot of different automation tools and finding ways to streamline and automate what I'm doing. I'm having a blast with it. I'm learning a lot. And some of that is going to come to Next Gen Podcaster next week, because we're holding another session back-to-back weeks. So if that's something you're interested in, reach out to Mark or myself and we can get you set up for Thursday next week. So that's one. And then the other win is, so my daughter Aria, we went in for like checkups and stuff like that, and she had hip dysplasia. So for the last 2.5 months, she was having to wear this harness that basically holds her legs in a frog position, essentially. And we went, my wife took her in yesterday at like a checkup on one of the ultrasounds she did, and she is officially hip healthy. No more needing the harness, back to regular growing. And it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and
she can wear normal clothes again. That was the big, my wife and I were talking about. I was like, oh shit, she can wear normal things.
Nick, that should have been the first win Saturday.
I wanted to finish off with the big one.
Yeah.
Saving the best for last.
There you go.
But God bless. That's amazing.
It is amazing. And Nick shared a picture of the, what do we call it, Nick? Is it a harness? What do we call that thing?
Yeah, it's called a Pavlik harness.
Yeah, so he sent me a picture, harness free. And damn, is that little girl so cute. Man, she's just got the best smile ever. Okay, sorry. We're supposed to go to Ashley and then Amanda. Go for it, Ashley.
That's awesome, Nick. Glad to hear about that. So my win, for this week is that I got another new job. And this is kind of neat because the job came from one of my last podcast guests. I interviewed a singer-songwriter a couple months ago, and he told me I really had my shit together. And he hired me to do his social media marketing, but more specific, he's hired me to become a Patreon expert. So that's going to be the bulk of what we're doing. And I consider this a really big win because a few years ago, he put out a call like looking for people to help him with this sort of thing. And he sort of brushed me off. But this time he approached me about the job. So that's my win for the week.
Congrats. And Amanda, go for it.
I love that, Ashley and Nick. What a big hurdle that you guys are past. Congratulations to your family. And my first win is Harry had some teeth surgery this week and he is fine. I was so nervous and he came out of it like a little champ. So I am so grateful for that. And then my next win is I just want to shout out Paula. During my absence here, she just has kept in touch with me and sent me these wonderful little things, and I've been able to send some things back to her, and we've just had this really amazing conversation behind the scenes that I have just loved and adored over the last several months, and it's just meant so much. So Paula, I love you so much and thank you for your friendship.
Can I just add real quick? Sorry,
yeah.
But Amanda, likewise, like you check on me as much as I check on you, and we send each other songs and stuff. But also that goes not only to Amanda, but Jackie, Soda, and the other Amanda Yoa. Oh my God, you ladies have just been the rock. The men on this stage need to do as good as your ladies do, because we need to teach this man some few things. But it's just been amazing to have the support of in here. Just incredible.
I love that.
Sorry.
Sorry? Don't be sorry. What are you sorry about? Yeah, awesome. I appreciate you saying that. I'll share quickly my wins, and let me just say congratulations to Nick, Ashley, and Amanda. Oh, and Alex is back. Alex, did you want to share any wins?
I do have a...
Go for it.
I'm trying to think. Oh, shoot, I did have a really good win. Released a podcast episode, finally, with Lucy, and hopefully we'll be getting Facebook straightened out / Instagram. I'm still working on it. But see you guys on Friday.
Awesome. Yeah, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on Clubhouse. Link is in the show notes. For me, my wins this week, obviously, maybe it's obvious to you, successful meetup in Charlotte this past week. I didn't even tell you guys the crazy part of my morning yesterday. Let me just tell you that real quick, because I said I was going to. So I told you, I didn't tell you, after the event at 9 p.m., I drove back home 2 hours, got home, went to bed with the intention of waking up and taking my wife to the airport. That's why we didn't have a show on Thursday. I had to get her to the airport. We had to leave at 7 a.m., which is when we start. So she woke up first. She checked her flight to make sure everything was cool, and it wasn't cool. They had rebooked her flight because her first flight out was going to be delayed, and so they had to move her onto another flight, and it was going to completely screw up her plans. She's going on a retreat, and it would have put her late to the retreat because they weren't going to get her there until the following day. It was a big nightmare that she was able to work through and get a new flight that was going to get her there on time. And that flight was not out of Asheville, North Carolina. It was out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So I drove back to Charlotte the following morning, another 2 hours, dropped her off at the airport, and then came back to Asheville again. So I did that trip twice in about 12 hours. So that's one win, is I was able to manage that successfully and keep my cool the whole time. So I'll take that. And my interview that I've been teasing with Heather Parody is done, and it is releasing on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. I am so proud of this interview, from both the content, the production, and it's going to be video as well. Normally, this show is only audio, and this one will be video. I really believe you're going to learn a ton from Heather about creating content, podcast content, social media content, the struggles, how she's overcome some of those struggles. And they're very relatable, I'll call it. So I will play at least a clip for you on Monday. And then Tuesday, we will actually play that full interview in its entirety right here live on Clubhouse, and then release it as we normally do for podcasting, or I should say as a podcast, on all your favorite podcast platforms. And the other win I'll share is we closed another sponsor for the Empowered Podcasting Conference coming up at the end of June. That sponsor is Headliner. So the sponsors continue to come in. We are so grateful for all of their help. We're going to have a lot of good stuff also to give away from those sponsors at the event. So looking forward to that. Thank you all for sharing your wins from this week. We are back Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern, live on Clubhouse, 7 a.m. Pacific, via podcast. Until Monday, make it a great weekend, everybody. Take care.